Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I was watching Paramount Plus last... I fell asleep on it. South Park was on there, and so was the new. There's a new Star Trek. I didn't realize that. Maybe I'm just off. Do you watch that at all?
No, I have not.
Has that been on for a while, or did I just kind of float into it?
Which one were you watching? Below Deck, or not Below Deck?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's a completely different show on a different channel that I don't think is on Paramount Plus.
No, I'm trying to remember what was the Star Trek I was watching. It's Captain Kirk's father's on there. They introduced him in the first show. I was like up and I was kind of falling asleep last night as I was watching it.
I think this is a Jeff Thomas question. I haven't watched a whole lot of them.
Where's Jeff Thomas
when we
need him, man?
Yeah, this is Jeff Thomas territory.
You know, I loved Picard Next Generation when I was younger, and I started watching it. I was just like, I was done.
Oh, Picard's really good.
It is really good. Is it worth going back to watch?
Yeah.
I'll go back and watch.
They did a great job with it.
I don't know. I like Paramount Plus. There's other channels I'll talk about later, but it's one of those channels I do like. All right, so I want to do this. You tell me if this is okay, because I don't want to mess, and Meredith's going to, it won't mess Meredith up too bad. What I really want to do, because of the baseball game, the baseball weekend that we have against Texas, I'm going to ask, should I do this as a quick predict, or should I just, I'm going to ask everyone that calls for quick predicts, which is coming up in about 11 minutes, 216-474-0092, 11 minutes, and you can also hit us up on social media, at CLE Talking Heads. So I'm going to ask everyone that calls out, wild card, or central. And just answer as fast. Just say out, wild card, or central.
I think just make it simple. In or out.
Nah.
In or out. Make it really simple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, can you break
the time? Yes, I agree with Dan, because if you make it too complicated, they're going to screw up, and we want to have as much time as possible to get as many quick predicts in as we can.
Yeah.
So it's got to be snappy. That's the quick part of quick predicts.
I like three words, in or out.
In
or out.
Okay, so it's either Guardians in or out.
Yep, simple. In or out.
I mean, it's my baby. You know?
I know it's your baby.
Remember the quick part.
We are nothing. Yeah. Meredith and I are nothing more than the Bob. We're here to be.
It's going to be in or out. So I'm going to ask you during quick predict. So please don't mess this up, okay? And for God's sakes, please say the higher score before the lower score. I've had to DQ, I don't know how many people the last 3 weeks. I don't want to be the bad guy. I want to be the good guy. I want to be the guy that owns, like, how many times did you ever go through this? The guy that owns the company that just kind of walks through the office. Hey, how you doing?
This feels like one of those moments where I see you walking around and then grabbing the chair and pulling it so that the front of the chair and then sitting on it with the front of the chair facing or the back of the chair facing out to make it really casual.
Yeah, no, when I worked in Columbus, and I'm like, Jay Crawford would back me out on this too, because we were both in the same sports department, which was, by the way, one of the greatest sports departments in the history. Like back when local stations did sports for the most part. First of all, that in that group was Mike Gleason, who ended up at ESPN, fantastic. Kirk Herbstreit, Ryan Miller was with us. Dom Tiberi, who's a legend in Columbus. Jay, I was there. We had a guy named Dan Fronczak that was with us for a while too. Just this fantastic group of people and a great group of producers that we had too. And you know, the thing about when you work for a company and it's actually owned by a family, so the Wolf family owned us. You know, and you think about all the daily stress you have, and you might have stress with your boss here and there. Man, when the Wolf family would walk in the building and they would sit down, and Paul Spahn, I can't believe I didn't, and Tim May brings him up all the time, Moose, we call him Moose. When they would walk down and sit down, and this is awesome, man. I mean, we're talking about the family that owned the company, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the Wolf family is just gigantic still in Columbus to this day, right? That they would come in, they would walk in the newsroom, they'd walk right by the news director's office, who was just like panting to have the opportunity to talk to the owner, right? Like, oh my God, here comes the owner. And Mr. Wolf would come down and he would just sit down and just shoot the breeze with everybody in sports the whole time.
He would
walk through the entire newsroom. And the only place he felt comfortable, for the most part, I would say, rest his soul, he would come in and he would just sit down and talk to the sports guys. And we loved everything.
That's really cool.
So I don't even know how I got down that road on that story. I've told a lot of weird stories today, haven't I?
That happens every so often.
Okay, so in or out, that's what we're going to do?
Just in or out. I think you keep it as simple as possible. The simpler you make it, the less likely people are to goof it up.
Okay.
Make it simple.
All right, so before the phone lines start going crazy, Meredith, in or out?
In.
You think they're in, and you don't need to give me a quick break. Browns win or lose?
I'm going to have to go with the Lions. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's a loss. Dan, in or out?
They're in. I think they end up as the wild card, and I think they will have to go to Detroit for those games. And I'll even tell you, I think they win the wild card series against Detroit, and the Browns drop one to the Lions. I think it's going to be very frustrating. I could see the Lions putting up, let's go 27-15.
All right. I think Guardians are in, and they win the Central. I think that happens. I can't think of a better scenario, right? Like, Fox took tomorrow night's game to put on national TV.
Heck yeah.
John Smoltz is calling that game? Is that what you said?
He is. Okay. It'll be John Smoltz on that call. Ken Rosenthal on the field side.
Oh, man.
Wayne Randazzo, I think, is.
All the big, all the heavy hitters are in for this one. All right, so I've got Guardians winning the Central this weekend, they do it tomorrow night, so we don't even have to worry about Sunday. And I am going to probably be the only idiot in town that says this. For some reason, I think Flacco on the offense wakes up a little bit. I think Detroit comes off of a little bit of a high for Monday night, and the Browns squeak out another win.
Be outstanding.
Just saying. That's where I'm putting it at. Okay, so you know what to do. We're going to come back in a minute. I'm going to ask you in or out. That question is about the Guardians. In the playoffs, out of the playoffs, and then immediately following that, you will give us your prediction for the Browns and the Lions coming up on Sunday. Give us the score and give us the headline. You know the number, 216-474-0092. That's coming up after a very, very quick timeout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.